On Thursday, U.S. officials announced the Afghanistan-based militant group, the Haqqani Network, had released an American family after holding them hostage for 5 years. Pakistan helped broker the deal that set the family of five free, and the release comes as part of the complex relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. The Cipher Brief spoke with Daniel S. Markey, a senior research professor at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, to find out what the news means for the region and U.S. national security. Okay, so we're talking today about the American-Canadian family freed by the Haqqani Network in Afghanistan. What was your first reaction to this news?
I guess my first reaction was to think about the context within which this hostage recovery has happened. That is a fairly impressive and stark coercive approach by the new Trump administration and plans for at least a couple of top administration officials to go to Pakistan soon, and recent visits by top Pakistani officials, all of which suggest that the United States government is pressing Pakistan to do more on things like hostage releases and specifically on dealing with a Haqqani network, which was said to have held these hostages. So this looks like it's at least directly related to that. And then the question is just what exactly it signals in terms of Pakistan's intentions moving forward.
Aside from the hostages, what would the United States like to see in terms of its relationship with Pakistan?
At its deepest level, the concern on the U.S. government side with Pakistan is that it's playing what's often been called a double game on militant groups, terrorist organizations based inside of Pakistan. And that has to do with groups like the Haqqani Network operating in Afghanistan and killing U.S. forces, Afghan forces, and civilians there. It also has to do with groups that have operated against India and groups, unfortunately, that have had a global reach in terms of terrorism. And the suspicion on the part of a lot of U.S. intelligence officials has been that Pakistan has been aiding and abetting these groups. And so at the core, the question is whether Pakistan would shift gears on that approach and in some ways come clean, work against these groups, partner with the United States as Washington has wanted quite some time, or whether Pakistan will continue as it has in the past, using its relations with these groups to try to advance its tactical agenda in the neighborhood. That's at the core of the concern by Washington.
How does this represent a significant or not significant step in the relationship between U.S. intelligence and Pakistani intelligence?
I can't say what exactly was behind this hostage release and whether it represents a clear demand on the U.S. side and a quick Pakistani response. That's conceivable. It's also quite conceivable that this is a kind of a little gift that the Pakistani state has saw was maybe an opportunity to try to show that it's on the right side with Washington, maybe try to relieve some of the pressure that seems to be mounting by leaders within the U.S. government, including Secretary Mattis, Tillerson, National Security Advisor McMaster, all of whom have suggested that they wanted to place more pressure on Pakistan to change course. And by doing this, this may have been a kind of a tactical move to try to release some of that pressure, or it may represent a more significant shift. I think in the past, U.S. governments, including the Bush administration, the Obama administration, have often jumped on small moves by Pakistan too eagerly, seeing them as a sign of a major shift in Islamabad, and then let off the pressure before Pakistan actually made more fundamental shifts. And so I'd hope not to see that again.
What's the future for Pakistan's relationship with Afghanistan going forward with the new increase in troops there?
Well, I think Pakistan has tried, at least recently, with a visit of its army chief to Kabul, to suggest that they want to start a new chapter in their relations with Afghanistan, one that will be more positive, to work more closely together, to recognize that continued U.S. military presence means that everybody is going to have to find a different path forward towards peace, to try to get the Afghan government to be less critical of Pakistan in particular, which they have been in recent years. So that seems to be their current approach. The trouble is, in the past, this is not the first time that this has happened, and in the past, that approach, that kind of friendly approach, olive branch reach out by the Pakistani state, has then been followed by some kind of a significant attack in Kabul or elsewhere, a military defeat or setback in the field that the Afghans then blame the Pakistani side for, perhaps rightly. And that sets the relationship back again. So the question is whether they can use this initial outreach that we're seeing yet again to try to turn a corner, or whether it'll just be back to the same old story.
What kind of incentive could the Pakistanis have given the Haqqani network to release the hostages?
Well, look, for a long time, the U.S. government has been hopeful, within the Obama administration certainly, that the Pakistani state had enough influence with the Haqqani network and more broadly with the Afghan Taliban leadership to bring them to the negotiating table. And that leverage took multiple forms. That is, Pakistani intelligence would have had an ability to offer them some incentives to suggest that they could provide them material incentives or help their families or otherwise guarantee the Afghan Taliban or Haqqani network a better seat at the table in future negotiations. These are the kinds of things that U.S. government was hoping Pakistan could offer on the positive side to get the Haqqanis to the table. Similar things, similar points of leverage would be there if they wanted to get the Haqqanis to release hostages. And then there are also the negative incentives, that is, to place more pressure, to threaten financial flows, to threaten family members, to threaten access to military treatment or free movement throughout Pakistan or safe houses where Haqqani operatives are living, to threaten their ability to access resources in the Gulf. These are the kinds of things, the kinds of pressures that the Pakistanis on the negative side could put on. It's not clear to me exactly what they would have done in the case of these hostages, but all of these are tools that they have at their disposal.
Where do you see the U.S. and Russia coming down on Afghanistan in the next few years in terms of mutual influence in the country?
I think at the moment, Russia seems to be playing an opportunistic diplomatic game to try to inject itself into the Afghanistan story in ways that it really has been absent for the period since 9/11. That is, Moscow obviously has concerns, security concerns, drug-related concerns. That is, there's opium and opiates that are produced in Afghanistan do flow into former Soviet republics and Russia itself. So it has interest there. But really, Russia's been more or less absent for most of this period. And really, Moscow pretty much expected that the United States was playing the principal role. In recent years, as the Obama administration scaled back its presence in Afghanistan and seemed to be possibly withdrawing to a point that it would be much less relevant, Putin and others in Moscow have seen an opportunity to jump in and try to help to manage the politics and inject themselves into the diplomatic initiatives there, including bringing together a number of the regional states in dialogues. But so far, that's done nothing. And I think there's a general skepticism, at least here in Washington, that the Russians are really in a good position to do this. They're not especially well trusted by any of the parties. And so this looks more, I hate to be uncharitable, but looks more like a Russian stunt to inject itself and show itself to still be a relevant global player than a serious attempt at bringing about a process that would bring about peace in Afghanistan.
This has been an in-brief discussion with Daniel S. Markey on the recent release of American hostages from Afghanistan. I'm Wilson Dysart. Thanks for listening.